Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Gary,
O-S-O-B,
B-B-B,
you ain't gonna get no presents from Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
But what were you drinking the other day?
I don't know.
You had a big can.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Booyah. Guess who's back? Miss us much? We're just teasing. No, we never really left. We're just teasing ya. Booyah! Been writing a lot, guys. Been writing a lot for the podcast.
Yeah.
Working on some new characters.
What do you mean, character?
New gay character.
Nah, that's just me being me.
What's
no,
gay?
That's not where you're like.
It? Why are you saying gay?
Don't say gay.
You're so stereotypical.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
How?
Oh, we sound
in a
great.
Can. Like, it was like a tall boy, right?
Ooh. Yeah, it was. It was something.
I like my boys tall.
And you were raving about it. It was a big fucking can.
What was I
That's
drinking?
So raving.
It had caffeine in it.
Oh, Monster.
Oh, I was drinking the.
Monster.
That was. No, I was drinking the. They've got a new Red Bull.
What?
That's like.
Yeah, it's not sugar free, but it's no calories or.
No, it's not no calories either. Like, apparently even the sugar-free one is no calories. It has some calories. But this one also, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds weird.
You sound weird. Just
guys,
kidding, just kidding, just kidding.
Guys, it's been so long.
Just kidding.
I know.
Welcome back.
It's good.
Mark's welcome back,
house.
Gary.
Yeah, we did it.
Welcome.
Good to have you guys.
Happy welcome back birthday.
Oh,
68
boy.
Measures, guys.
Just
checking it early.
Save it. Save it.
I was sending a link to our podcast to someone today.
Oh, really?
And
why?
For a job interview, maybe?
Yeah.
Trying to get on the podcasting circuit.
I kind of scrolled back.
And bullshit.
And we started in 2010.
Wow.
Yeah.
7 episodes in 2.5 years.
It's been a long time. They've been really good, though.
They were top quality.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's sort of like Mad Men. We like to wait a couple years in between seasons.
Yeah.
And then come
and then
back.
We come back. And
oh, man.
And then everything's changed.
Yeah. And then everybody's a lot taller.
I'm fatter.
Yeah.
I'm fat.
you're,
I'm a midnight eater now.
Yeah.
I used to be skinny when we started this.
And
now
I started my period.
at the New York Museum of, was that Natural History?
I think so.
You don't watch.
You're
why
dumb.
Would Sean not watch Mad
That's
Man?
I'm
so
waiting.
Up his alley.
I'm waiting.
You want it to all be done so you can watch it all at one go?
Yeah.
It's never going to be done.
It's always going
to
be done.
They'll catch up to us. Like,
they'll be,
modern time.
They'll be
yeah.
a month be like where he stays in his room and watches Mad Men.
He'll be like 90-year-old Don Draper.
95. 2,000-year-old Roger Sterling.
Well, regardless, we're back. As we were driving down here, we saw a cougar.
Yeah.
We saw a cougar
jumping around.
It turned out to be a dog, but it looked...
It looked a lot like a cougar.
It was kind of brownish.
We do have cougars in this area.
Really?
Well, we call it a cougar. There's some kind of mountain lion in Brentwood.
I
think a mountain lion and a cougar is the same thing, right?
I think so.
Sure.
Like different
I think
names.
Everything, even a
the
panther.
Only difference is when Apple released it as an operating system.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
See?
Are you out there? Are you listening?
Booyah.
Booyah. Mountain lion.
Well, yeah, if people were dogs.
Humans?
Okay.
And
I'm with you so far.
I like it.
You know how dogs will have like patterns on their... Sometimes it'll be a white dog with like black patterns and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think people would like... change their patterns, or like maybe for Halloween, like if you're a white dog, you would dye a pattern of a famous dog.
Oh, yeah, like PD, get a PDI.
Something, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, sure. Why wouldn't they?
Or like, oh, I really like your patterns. Oh, thanks. That would be like a pickup line,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, nice pattern.
Like, oh, you've got one blue eye and one brown eye.
He's got two brown eyes.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Booyah.
I'm gonna take I don't even have to run for that, Homer. I can just take a nice long walk.
I want...
Let the pitcher watch me.
Sean?
Yes?
Don't say anything.
Uh-oh.
I don't want you to ruin this.
I'm so nervous right now.
Mark?
I'm going to hold the mic away from my mouth so I don't say anything.
Mark?
Okay, Brad.
I want you to... You don't have to close your eyes, but I want you to...
I just did.
I
knew you were going.
Perfect. I want you to describe to me when I say McGriddle. I want you to describe in your mind's eye what it is in detail, what it is you're seeing.
McGriddle?
A McGriddle.
Oh, it's a tiny little silver dollar pancake with a McDonald's emblem on it with a sausage in between two of those things.
Well, there's a McDonald's that would disagree with you because Sean talks about McGriddles. He writes songs about McGriddles.
I love McGriddles.
He loves McGriddles.
I don't like them that much.
I love them.
I like a biscuit.
Well, I went.
I like biscuits too, but...
Well, I like the... Sausage.
He likes the bagels.
I like the sausage, egg, and cheese bagel.
Oh, yeah.
That's he loves them.
But I was going to go to sausage, egg, and cheese bagel the other day, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give McGriddles a shot.
You should.
So I said, I'll have a McGriddles, please. And they said, okay. And I pulled up, and I got my McGriddles, and like I drove away, and I like opened the bag. It was just two pancakes. It was just two pieces of the bread. And I came back with it in my hand, and I was like, you didn't do this right. And they're like, no, you said McGriddle. You didn't say you wanted a sausage and McGriddle. And I was like, really? You have to specify that you want something in your sandwich?
I would have flew off the handle.
I did. I
Good.
Was enraged.
You deserved to.
But I was like, okay. And they're like, no, I know. It happens all the time. I was like, well, I'm sure it does happen all the time. Does that maybe tell you that your system is off? That like if 50 times a day, someone has to return their sandwich because you didn't.
I've never heard of that before.
Never.
Well, I know that whenever we were talking about BLTs, you guys were like, mayo is automatic on a BLT.
That's true.
I just didn't know if sausage was automatic on a McGriddles. It should be.
It should be.
I don't know. I feel like when I'm there, I always order by number. I just say, hey, can I have number four?
Yeah.
And then they go, I know what that means.
Maybe I should have.
Maybe
I should have did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, today I went to get a dip cone.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what the kids
are calling it.
Is this like a chocolatey dip, too? Or?
Dippity-doo.
Yeah, it was an ice cream cone dipped in chocolate.
At McDonald's?
At McDonald's.
Yeah.
And as you know, I'm very specific about my dip cone. I like, you dip the cone, hand it to me. Because I like to bite into the cone when
Yeah.
So this guy, I go order a dip cone. I see him. He walks over to he gets the ice cream. And its ice cream is already flopped over. Touching his fingers flopped all the way over. And in my head, I was like, I don't care what happens from here on. I'm not eating whatever the fuck he hands me. So he walks over to the chocolate and his back is to me for 4 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? And he's like messing around. What he did was it was so flopped over that when he went to dip it, it fell out. The ice cream fell out.
So he tried to scoop it out with the cone.
He comes back later with chocolate all over his hands and a milkshake cup with the upside down.
What?
Ice cream.
What?
And I would. And I looked
at
how
it works.
I was like, I'm not gonna eat
that. At that point, I said, "Sir, can I talk to a robot or a toaster oven or somebody that could understand?"
I was like, and I know it's cliche to be like these people at McDonald's. But I was like, God, okay, you don't know what McGriddle means. And then this was a different McDonald's, and he was like, no. He wasn't trying to feed it to me. He was just walking it to the trash can. And then he got someone else on the job. This woman. And she started dipping it, but she dipped it 8 times where the chocolate was really thick.
Ooh.
And there was ice cream in the chocolate because he had dropped it. It was just a mess.
That.
And so I get it. And all the ice cream's in my mouth, it's ruined. I hate that. I know we've talked about it before, but I hate it. Anyway, it was I should.
That's why DQ is the only one I trust with the
DQ.
Cone.
Well, but
Ooh.
You got to find a DQ. Yeah, McDonald's on every
corner. DQ in Cool Springs Mall, not in business.
Oh.
They closed it.
Oh, the one in the mall? What? Yeah.
We're going to go for lunch and have blizzards.
Oh,
sorry, buddy.
It's closed.
Sonic
Blast.
So we ended up going to jail, Alexander. It's pretty much,
I thought you were going to say going to jail.
It's pretty much the same thing, right?
Oh.
Boo, yeah.
You.
How you doing,
buddy? You better go to City House.
I knew you were going to bring that
up. You better go to City House.
I went Saturday. I wanted to wait.
You didn't go.
Went Saturday.
Did you really go?
So good.
Did you really go?
They make their own sausage.
You asshole.
He's busting your chops. He didn't.
Damn it.
I want to go, but I can't. I mean, I want to keep this thing.
You can't.
If you die, I'll go.
It's the best. It's
Let's
so
all go
good.
Together for our anniversary. I think it's our third year. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary party.
Okay.
We'll go to City House. Mark's treat.
Whoa. Okay.
I'll treat myself. We can all treat ourselves.
Okay.
I'll buy the crackers.
Honestly.
I'll treat Mark. Mark, you treat Sean.
No.
Yeah.
You don't want to treat me. That.
Yeah.
I'm going to order a lot of shit.
They have shit there?
Yes.
I bet they would.
Do they have trout?
Maybe. I don't know.
I hope they do.
Do you want trout?
No, I don't want seafood. No, I don't want to order it, but I want to go to a place that has it.
I just like to know.
Just comfort.
No, yeah. Lake trout, like all the places in the wire.
Yeah.
Everybody orders lake trout.
Trout.
It's not really trout, though.
It's not really trout. There's no lake. So.
Yeah.
That's what they talk about.
Ask McNulty. McNulty.
Fuck did I do?
Putting these back on. Yeah. Hey, I got my braces off. Have I been braces free since we've podcasted?
No.
Well,
so much stuff has happened.
I saw you.
Oh, it's been
cow,
so
remember?
Long.
We went to the Mad Cow.
Yeah, it's been so long since we've been together to do this.
Oh,
guys.
Mad Cow.
Yeah.
You don't like the Mad Cow.
Yeah, I like
the Wild Cow.
Yeah, well, I love the Wild Cow. Big
Where fan. Did we go? No, we went to Jenny. Yeah, we did go to Mad Cow. Then we went to Jenny's.
Wild Cow.
We haven't.
Well,
yeah.
Jenny's.
Wild Jenny's.
You had a bad time at Jenny's.
Yeah. Oh, you
did
were so
have a
frustrated.
Bad time because it was bullshit.
It was.
All right, listeners, friends.
No, don't.
Sit down, everybody.
No.
We've heard this story too much.
They haven't
heard
it.
They know what the story's like. They've heard your other two stories. Same stories.
Well, but why does that happen everywhere I fucking go? It's like we're all in a group.
I think maybe you're overly sensitive.
It was a
bad situation. It's just
I know,
like,
but
hey, I'm gonna just stand on this ladder and ignore the customers.
Well, that's true.
All right, we come in.
She blew it on that.
There's someone standing on a ladder, ignoring the customers, writing on a wall, and there's another person there,
just standing there being fat.
Right,
that's her only goal is to be fat.
And like, how did it work exactly? Now I know there were people ahead of me and there were people behind me.
Yeah,
we were ahead of you.
Yeah, you guys were ahead of me.
Now, in fairness, most traditional ice cream shops, if somebody's waiting on you, they wait on the whole order. So
yeah, but we weren't like a date. It was like a bunch of people, you know? Anyway, what they did was they served Mark and Sean. Yeah, who was with? Well, someone else was
John
with
Thornton
this.
Jr.
John Thornton Jr. Right before he went away to seminary school.
John Thornton Jr.
They served all of them, skipped me, and started serving the group behind me, and I'm like, am I standing in line wrong? What the fuck is going on?
They skipped me. They do that at those places.
Then they're dicks, and they need to learn how to make a McGriddle, and they learn how to fucking
and
dip
then
a cone.
We said bye to John Thornton Jr. I literally hugged him, walked out the door, looked at my phone, and someone texted me that MCA had died.
Yeah,
that was so sad.
Just like my best friend in the world, John Thornton Jr.
What a shitty day for you.
Every waking moment of my life with that guy.
Imagine if they had skipped your ice cream. And you had to say goodbye to John Thornton.
And Jr. MCA
and
died.
And MCA died. Did someone else die right around the same time?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm coughing, guys.
Somebody,
How long has it been since we podcasted? It's so long.
Who knows? Ask Ryden.
We haven't podcasted in 2012. I know
that's
that
not true.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
It's true. Check.
Wow.
Check the records.
Check, please.
Let the record show.
Okay, what do you
want? Permission to approach the bench.
This is true. This happened to me this afternoon. I go to the gas station, and the guy in line in front of me, he goes up to the guy working at the gas station, and he says, "Is the secret word moose nipple?"
What?
And the guy behind the counter says, "No." And the guy goes, "All right." And he leaves. And I should have asked what that was about, but I felt like I wasn't supposed
to. Oh, you didn't ask?
No.
Guys.
Is that a thing?
This happened to me last week. On the way to Springwater, I got pranked.
Pardon me. You got pranked?
I told you that I got
pranked. Oh, yeah.
Somebody tried to prank me.
How?
I was at a stoplight and somebody pulled up to me in like in one of those
SUVs?
Minivan kind of taxis. And someone leaned out of the passenger window and was like, and I like pulled down my window. He's like, "Do you suck dick?" I was like, "What? No." He's like, "Do you suck dick?" Like he said a few times and I'm like, "What?" And I just sort of closed my window. And they, like, kept doing, like, I drove away, and then they, like, he was leaning out the window, like, "Do you suck dick? Do you suck?" It was really weird.
It doesn't sound like a prank.
It seemed like it was a
prank.
Well,
I think like,
it was a prank
because he had his boys with him.
He was like a meathead.
Yeah, he wasn't like some 40-year-old.
It didn't seem like he was
queen.
Maybe he was.
Maybe he wanted it to start off as a joke and end up as you and him.
As me, right. Second dick.
In a gutter.
Maybe.
In a gutter.
Well, but my thing was like, even if he sucked dick, who would say yes to that question? Even like if you asked
an honest
woman,
person,
if you drove up to a woman and said, "Do you suck dick?" She wouldn't say yes. I suck dick. But even
you
if
don't
she
know
was
that.
A girl who sucked dick,
you don't know that.
I do know that because I've done this experiment.
Women,
I do it all. I ask them all the time.
Every woman.
That's my first question.
Every time I'm at the nursing home, I just pop,
even
kick the door in.
Really? Yeah. Even most
ladies, guess who's here?
Who sucks dick in here? You.
Yeah, that's an odd prank.
It was really, it was a weird prank. Maybe it wasn't a prank, but it seemed like it was a prank. A
couple weeks ago, somebody, I think, tried to prank call me. I didn't know who it was, but it didn't go very well.
Don't. Yeah. You can't shit a shitter.
Like they called me and they're like,
good point.
They're like, who is this? And I'm like, who's this? I'm like, so you just called me from your phone and hung up. And my phone had been sitting at my desk at work for like 2 hours. I've been touching it. It's like, no, sir. No. Then he tried to say something like, try to like act like a badass or something. And I was like, I don't know who this is. Mm-hmm. And then he hung up.
Weird.
Huh. But it was obvious like they were trying to joke. I wonder.
Huh.
Just didn't do a very good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes pranks flop like that.
Yeah.
Like if you go.
Not when I don't know.
No.
Well, but if you go into somebody who's wise, you know.
Yeah. Somebody who's been prank calling since the 70s.
It's like, I can tell this is a prank.
If you run into somebody.
Yeah.
Like you. You're like the king.
Oh, here's some news.
And Roy Wood Jr.
Oh, Kang.
You're both like the Kings, right?
Yeah.
Roy Wood Jr.
Gary
really
Fletcher
good.
Of
Kings of Comedy
Corporate
4.
Juggernaut, which, our CD's released.
Oh, yeah. We're famous.
Yeah.
We're so funny.
That's another thing we've done. We've done so much stuff.
In the car, you're so funny.
Am I good?
Oh, yeah. I downloaded
yours.
You guys
are good.
It's pretty good.
You guys are the best.
Mine's like 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
Mine's like a minute and a half.
Mine had some stuff.
Brad's
is really
basically
dirty.
Like, hey.
Mine's so dirty.
Brad's is
basically
so
like,
dirty.
Hey, my name is Jack.
I heard.
That's the end of my track.
I heard bad things about how dirty mine was.
It's pretty bad
things.
Well, I mean, I've heard that joke many times.
I've heard. Well, it was dirty. You didn't hear it at Jazz and Jokes.
No,
because God
I wanted you to tell it.
Renard,
I was
told
Renard and Mike it? James and Bikov.
Yeah, because they wanted to be murdered.
Even Ron had, but not that night, but had said. Do that black on blonde joke, and when I got there, I was like, the vibe here, they would murder me if I did this.
It's
really,
it's so funny, but
it's
I mean,
filthy.
It's
well,
not
it's
for
it's not for girls, and that crowd was like 70%
women,
girls,
and it's not for a lot of guys.
Women
it's,
shouldn't
it's not
be
for
allowed
old
in crowds.
People.
Is that fair to just not let women into crowds?
Yes.
Yeah, women can listen to CDs at home.
They don't like. Why don't they like fun? What is it about?
They don't like
fun
things that are funny.
I'm very offended. Why did you have to go? There of all
why are you
pieces.
Telling a joke?
I wonder why that is, because usually if someone comes up and complains about a bit being offensive after a show, it's a girl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I really didn't like
or
the joke
during
about,
a show. I've had many of them yell out during
yeah.
shows.
Sure.
Like, if you have a joke about punching a girl and knocking her teeth out of her head, somebody's going to be like, hey, someone punched me in the face.
Yeah. My mom don't
like,
have
well,
no teeth.
Well, I wasn't talking about you. I was making fun of that.
Right.
And I wasn't making fun of you.
Yeah.
And they usually, even what they're offended at, they usually take out of context.
Well, but it's like, why is it okay you were laughing at retards 10 minutes ago, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And you're laughing at gay people and you're laughing at black people, but whenever it's something to do with you, all of a sudden it's inappropriate.
Exactly.
I mean, there's going to be something that's
kind of like at that Tracy Morgan thing.
Yeah.
Where he talks about everything and then he made fun of gay people and all of a sudden it's...
Well, fortunately, Chad Ryden was there to clear
to
that
save the day.
Up.
He saved.
Thanks, Chad.
I heard that Chad's banned from News Channel 5.
I heard that from you.
That's
what I heard. I need confirmation.
I heard that from Chad, who heard it from Brian Bates, who's a fucking liar.
Yeah, he lies so
he's
bad.
Such
I mean,
a liar. He may have just said
he texted
that.
Me about going to Spanky's tonight.
Brian
there's
Bates.
No, there's no way he's going.
For a man who goes to church a lot, is the worst person among us. He's,
actually, I think going to church
he's
a lot
much worse person.
Going to church a lot doesn't mean anything.
That makes me assume you are shitty.
But I'm saying it seems like
has Spanky started?
You'd think he would try to.
Yeah, longest running open mic ever.
We should call and check in on
Lundy
on Spanky's. Call Gary's phone. Well, he
starts at like 8:30.
You think
we got
anyone's
a while.
There yet? All right, maybe
the NBA playoffs are on.
Maybe
tonight.
The second. Show.
Maybe next.
As soon as the playoffs are over, I'll go.
Are we gonna stop right at 9 so that you can catch the tip off?
No, I missed it. That's okay.
Anyway, Gary texted me and said we should talk about the Kang fight.
What's there to talk about?
There's nothing to talk about. That was what I said. I said, what,
I ain't got no dog in that fight.
That was like...
I don't got no pattern dog in that one.
I don't know if we ever really talk about
a long time ago we made fun of it.
Well, there was almost a fight between two...
people.
Are they comics? Scott doesn't even do stand-up.
Did he quit?
He doesn't do it anymore.
I guess he quit.
I haven't seen him do it anymore.
It was one of those things...
How many booked shows have these people had in comedy clubs?
Yeah. None. Well, I don't know.
Slightly less than me.
I'm not up here saying I've got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Dude, we just did Jagison jokes.
We did.
Yeah.
I just went on a tour to Chicago on the Day Tour. That was fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, these guys almost fought and then they didn't fight. But the thing it made me think of, it was like, we're all fucking grown-ups. It was so...
Oh, we're really not. No.
I know, but we're too grown-up.
We're all
to go meet in a parking lot and punch each other.
I would never.
I mean, I guess it's not to be in a fight, but to schedule a fight.
Yeah.
Is what's silly.
Well, that is very mature.
Really silly.
I can't fight you on Tuesday. I have
Pilates. At the end of the day, they didn't fight. At the end of the day. So
anyway. At the end of the day.
So I guess there's nothing to talk about.
I've never fought, so I don't really understand.
Well, at this point, I'm okay.
I don't get it.
I don't like James, but in a way that like Republicans don't like socialism. Like, I don't really know anything about him or how he works or what he does. It's just sort of funny to make fun of him. I don't really even know the guy. I don't really give a shit. And Scott, like, I don't really dislike him. I probably know
Scott a little better.
I know Scott a little better, and I know Jesse Perry. Jesse Perry dislikes him, and I'm like, well, Jesse Perry likes most things a lot. So if he doesn't like someone, he must have it coming. But like, whenever I heard they're gonna fight, it's sort of like, I guess it's like Hitler and Bin Laden fighting. It was like, I don't know, I'm not really rooting for anyone. I don't give a shit. But
you wouldn't take Hitler in that one?
I don't know. I'd give it to Bin Laden, I think. Ooh, which is better? We should have a
which is better,
Hitler or Bin Laden? Hitler's way better.
Who had better facial hair?
I mean,
better facial hair.
Save it. We'll do that another
Hitler's
time.
Hitler's better. Just
Sean just
down.
Loves everything about him.
Hands down. Well, this is
I think Sean likes Hitler a little too much.
I like Hitler a whole lot, and this is why.
Oh god,
This is why he's awesome.
This is why we don't do the podcast.
This is why he's
not
awesome.
He's not awesome.
He's awesome. Okay.
Oh,
he was
god.
Like he was just like us, but
no,
like
he wasn't.
A fucking idiot.
And he made something of himself.
Yes, exactly. He was trying to do some stupid art shit, and he was like, "Ah, this is stupid. Why? I'm not going to change the world with art." What if I change the world? And he did it.
That's the
Inglourious
like,
Basterds
version.
That's like Sean was talking
changed
about
the world.
Killing everyone at work.
Killing everybody
it's like,
at work.
He's got all this art in him, but like if it's not satisfied, something's going to happen. It's either going to be he's going to be on TV or just bloodbath.
Something bad's going to happen,
I'm so scared.
I don't know.
I wouldn't kill you guys.
I actually added this to that Jew tipping joke that I have.
Oh yeah,
I added an into there. Actually, I don't know if I'm going to keep it, but like this is true. I was at wherever Target. I was walking along Target, and in the DVD section, they had like this box set of World War II, you know, documentaries or whatever.
Sure.
And I love watching those. I love Hitler stuff. I love all that stuff because it's interesting to me about the whole era and all the time and stuff. And so I walk past and in the corner of my eye, I see a picture of Hitler and my face lights up and I smile. And it's like, I think that's bad that my reaction to Hitler is, oh, hey, look at
honey, Hitler's in this one. Oh, okay. You want to get this box set over here? It's got Hitler on the cover.
He's like a cartoon to me. It's like, he doesn't represent to me
yeah.
a real guy who killed. He represents to me a good documentary about horrible things.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
I think
he's no different than Darth Vader to you. You know?
Yeah, like, I guess really, if I lived in the Empire, I'd hate Darth Vader because he'd be such a dick. But I love Darth Vader because he's so interesting. Anyway, Corporate Juggernaut CD was released.
It's out there.
Brad thinks Hitler's awesome too.
I don't know how do you get to the Corporate Juggernaut. Oh, no one gives a shit. Everyone who listens to this podcast
iTunes.
Is already.
Yeah, just look up Corporate Juggernaut.
It comes right up.
It's on all.
It's on every outlet.
It's on Spotify. You don't even have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Don't even pay for it, honestly.
Yeah, don't pay for
it. We're not getting any money out of it, so just...
We're not?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's go on Spotify. I'd rather people hear it than pay for it.
I should stop downloading the CD once a week, then.
I'm going to buy a bunch, make it stock and stuffers. And
ooh,
just...
that's a good idea. Do you want some Dead CDs to just give people for stocking stuffers?
What do you got, about 990 of them left?
Pretty close.
I'm going to... No, you sold some the other night.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I thought you did.
I wanted to.
I thought you destroyed.
Sean, you're so talented.
People loved the show, but they didn't want to buy anything.
We should talk about Sean's.
How are we doing on time?
We're at 749 measures.
All right, so that's about. That's let me do the math here in my head. That's about
25. Man, that's
25
right.
minutes. And
that's we always do. That.
Nobody knows this out there because we haven't done one all year. Mm-hmm. I've been writing a song a week.
He's been writing a song a week.
A song every week.
Who does that?
Good songs too.
Not even Jonathan Colton could pull it off.
Some of them are pretty good.
A lot of them are pretty.
Jonathan
good.
Colton did do that. Isn't that a real person who did that?
Yeah. A thing a week. He
I think
him.
That
that's how he got famous.
Did they might be giants find, be find giants him because
a,
of that?
A thing a day.
Well, he probably was got a little bit famous from it, and then they might be giants found yeah. him. He did it several, maybe like 2006 or 7 or something like that. Yeah.
So go to Sean Parrott's SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud.com/Sean-Parrott.
And you'll get a song a week,
or just go to my last status update on Facebook.
Yeah, just follow. Yeah, just. Find Mark on Facebook yeah. and then figure out what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then ask him what I'm doing on Facebook. Yeah. Go to Facebook, ask Mark where.
Can you go to my @BiffRoberson Twitter account and just ask me about Sean?
I want to ask you guys a question before we do, which is better.
Yeah. Okay.
Shoot.
Okay. This is an old question. Okay. I never got to ask you. We haven't podcasted in a long time. There's stuff here that's so out of date. The swag rap. Oh, God. When I rapped like a ghost with swag, and it went so shitty, it was terrible. So worth that. I don't even want to talk about it.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
It was better than the skit I tried that night. Where I was supposed to be like an audience member or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was awkward. Huh?
We left as that was that happening. Was, why did we leave?
Because it was a bad night. No one got it. I wanted to leave because I felt so bad. The scene had gone so fucking shitty.
That wasn't that bad.
Wasn't I really awesome that night?
You were really awesome. The thing was in that rap, Gary and I really. Hours and hours of practice into this.
I played
and
Haunt then, You. That's what I played.
Oh, yeah. That was one of your 50 songs a week or something. That was pretty good.
Uh-oh. You sleepy, Mark?
Oh,
you want to take
sorry.
A little nap on the lap?
Come on.
You want to take a nap on the lap?
You lay on Sean's lap, put your head on my lap. I'll play with your hair. Yeah. Anyway, that was horrible. I don't want to talk about
that. It wasn't that bad.
If you... Okay, here's my question.
Overall,
okay.
That was a fun show.
Okay.
Go ahead. Question.
If you had the power...
Yes.
I would do it.
To blow up 3 heads a day... With your mind.
Yes. Wow.
Yes, I would.
But
okay,
you have to blow up 3 heads every day, no matter what. Would you take that
yes.
power?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
You would?
Of course.
Definitely.
I think after like 2 weeks, you'd run out of people who really deserve to have their heads
no,
blown.
No, you wouldn't. Wouldn't you?
One question. How many people in India?
Let me say this.
This is the thing.
Billion. Let me say you have
billion
to.
Wouldn't they
in
kill
India.
You?
You have to make eye contact with them.
Wouldn't they kill you after like one day?
I wonder because...
How would they know?
If you... Yeah, if you had the power to magically kill people and you got taken to court, you can't go to jail.
Yeah.
Every time you get in front of a judge, there's one head.
Yeah, right. There you go. People, they come to arrest you, 3 heads, pop, pop, pop.
Yep. Executioner tries to electrocute you. You just...
Yep. Hey, Mr. Governor, I sure hope we get a pardon, and yeah. I sure hope your head doesn't explode.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Play a song
play
for
a song
me.
For
no,
me.
Or
explode.
Else.
Oh, yeah.
Explode. Mr. Tambourine Man.
So you guys would do
like,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean,
nobody's been talking. Nobody's talked about me in 40 years.
Obviously, Sean would do it. I mean, somebody who loves Hitler so much.
I don't love Hitler. I just think he's awesome. It's different. It's different.
Okay, good point.
It's different, okay?
I stand corrected.
This, I mean, as far as, like, who... He decided. One day he decided to rule the world, and he got pretty close. That's amazing.
I mean, you know, credit where credit is due, guys.
He was like, you know what? I'm just gonna start yelling every day for
it's
the
like,
next three
like,
or four
yeah,
years.
It's like if no one ever,
really
if no one ever put the brakes
over the world,
if no one ever put the brakes on Glenn Beck, it's just he's like, yeah, fuck him, go, man. Go, baby. The great thing about being forgetful,
okay,
is that I get to rewatch TV shows that like I liked. Like I'm rewatching Arrested Development.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't tell you anything about Arrested.
I couldn't
Development.
Tell you anything about it. I remember that I liked it. That was all I knew about it. And
yeah,
when I watched
so
it, I had
good.
This vague memory of what's happening when it's happening. But it's like watching it with brand new eyes.
I'm just like you, friend. I'm just like you. I need to rewatch that again.
Great show.
You should. It's great.
I thought like watch it when it came out.
I thought you were about to do a joke. The great thing about being forgetful is...
I can't remember.
Wait, what was I saying?
I was going to do that joke.
ADH, whatever. That's me.
I was going to do that joke, but I forgot. You guys ready for which is better?
Yes.
All right.
Let's find out now.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better?
Let's find out now.
This is so perfect. Sean's going to be asleep. He's going to feel my warm breath on his cheek.
This is perfect.
So perfect.
So perfect. I'm going to do that the first time I kill someone.
Yeah.
Like, this is perfect.
Let's find out
now. Which is better?
Which is better? Slavery versus prison.
Oh, this is easy.
This is going to be rough. Oh, man. Yep, this is going to be
just
so
like
rough.
I made my mind up. All right.
Let's talk about
it. Gut instinct. Sean, which is better?
Which is
prison?
Better?
Prison or slavery?
I don't know if I don't know if I'm saying better because it's worse. Am I saying better?
Yeah, which
because
is
it's
which?
Worse?
Yeah, which is better or which is better not to be part of?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like
I don't know what I mean.
I feel like prison's better. I'm not sure about that, but I feel like that's okay. What got extinct is prisons.
I think slavery's better because you have a better chance to escape.
Get
you know,
some
there's
sunshine.
Like,
true.
Oh,
yeah.
Railroads and
that's
stuff.
True.
There's train stations.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
yeah.
Well, let's see.
And then a war could come, and then at the end of the war, you're free.
I'd say
you're sentenced to 30 years in jail.
There's no war. That's gonna.
There's no war.
I'd say prison because you get to sit around a lot. Oh well, that's a good point. Well, let's find out.
And also, you get to lift weights. Hey, I'm not going to go into stuff that's
good. Yeah, we don't want
to
ruin it.
You get to find religion.
Are better people.
You get to finally.
Which are better people?
Brad and I get to finally find religion.
Find Jesus.
And you
or
would.
Or
whoever.
Obama.
Allah.
Whoever we find. Yeah,
yeah,
Allah.
We could
find Obama. Better people, slaves or prisoners?
Better people.
Slaves.
Slaves are better.
They automatically?
Yeah, not automatically, but I think on the whole.
I think a lot. The only thing a slave did wrong was like be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Hey, there's an argument that says that's true for prisoners.
Yeah. I think the percentage.
Who among us?
Who
among us?
Has not. Who is without sin.
Robbed an old lady.
Cast, yeah. Who among us is that?
I'd say you're right.
I think
slaves are probably typically better people.
Yeah.
I mean, they built the pyramids.
I mean, I've watched a lot of movies, and most of them know magic.
That's
so
true.
Yes.
That's what disappointed me about jazz and jokes, because I always thought that black people liked me. You know?
They don't.
They
like
did
me.
Like you. You were fantastic.
They liked me at first, and then I lost when
well,
I said,
know,
I said God damn
you
it. I said God damn it, and I lost
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't you
don't
say that.
That.
I'd always felt like dogs and cats like me. Babies and little children like me, and black people like me.
No.
Anyone who can see a ghost likes me.
That's I don't think dogs like you that much.
I'd rather think that they do.
I think you want that to be something, but it's not.
I do want it to be something, but I also think it's true. That cougar liked me.
Cats.
Cats.
Cats are
cats
all about
love
me.
Brad.
Cats are
cats
all
like
me.
Sean.
Cats
like
love me. Sean.
I don't even do anything for Coltrane, but Coltrane loves me.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
I'm
going to
say this. Maybe I shouldn't boast about this, but this, and maybe this is something people may correct me on. That could
okay,
be wrong.
I will.
This.
Don't worry.
People say to me, like with dogs and stuff, oh, he likes you. He doesn't like anybody. I get that a lot.
Some people say that to everybody.
Okay, all right. But I get that with kids too. It's like, oh, wow, she doesn't really.
Kids like you.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm a big goofball.
Yeah.
You're like a giant.
I'm like a cartoon.
Yeah. You're.
I'm like Hitler.
Yeah.
I'm like a big friendly Hitler.
You're just as hilarious.
You're like a 5'9" Fisher Price.
If you had a group of little kids and you dressed up like Hitler and just came and did balloon animals
for them
and shit, they wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
They would just learn to love Hitler.
That would be funny.
That'd be a good sketch.
That'd be a good YouTube.
That'd be a good
if you could do it without
Blue Lotus.
Ooh, yeah.
If you could do it without the parents. That's the hard part is the parents.
You know what?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is go to a school.
Let's talk to Chad Ryden.
Odds are the teacher is so dumb they would know.
Yeah.
That's true.
His teachers are so dumb.
Yeah.
Educator. Yeah, no one ever gets the joke.
We're just kidding about teachers, by the way.
We no,
think,
we're not.
We think teachers.
If you think Hitler nice is awesome, I can think teachers are dumb.
No.
That's more offensive.
One of you's right.
It's more offensive make fun of teachers.
No.
Guys, come on. Don't be girls about this.
Whoa.
Don't be girls after a comedy
Whoa.
Show.
Booyah.
Aw. See?
Booyah.
Why don't you like Hitler? I love Hitler. Why are you making fun of Hitler?
My mom was a teacher and she worked really hard to. You're a jerk. All right. More freedom.
You're a prisoner. You're going to punch Harry Bailey in the bar. My wife works hard trying to.
You're stupid kids.
You stupid kids.
You know where, Mr. Bailey. He ain't coming to my place anymore. All right. More freedom. Prisoners. Being a prisoner. Being
more freedom.
Prisoners.
Really? Because I think a slave, they get to go out in the field. They get to kind of go on errands and shit.
But if you're a prisoner, you can manipulate the system to do stuff to be put in solitaire or.
Yeah.
But is that freedom?
Free, you know, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
When you put it that way.
You got a point.
That's a really good point.
Oh, which is harder work? Now, I don't know. Do they still do, they just still do chain gangs and shit, right?
Some places.
I don't know. They make...
A lot of them have, like, farms and stuff.
They make some prisoners, like, do cold calls and stuff. They make telemarketing. Yeah.
I know that slavery does still exist, but when I think of slavery, I think of old Civil War slavery.
Yeah.
Even Egyptian slavery or like Romans.
Those seem silly.
No, I think of that. That's what I think of.
Like Roman slaves?
Yeah.
Because Roman slaves are sort of like...
Think of Caligula.
It was like kind of a different system of people who like, you know, I'm a slave. I'm going to go down to the market and get your groceries for you and come back or whatever. So it's like not really part of the family, but like they weren't just locked in a room doing shit.
Yeah.
But if they got out of line, you could beat them and stuff.
You could
still beat them.
Yeah,
and you're allowed to have sex with them. You're allowed to have butt sex with your slaves.
Ooh, that brings me to the next question.
Yes.
Better sex, prison rape, or forced breeding?
Because
I'm not a fan of either.
But if you're forced breeding, I mean, you're probably, I don't know.
At least you're sleeping with a rich person who can.
Are you?
No, I'm talking about like.
You're breeding with another black lady. Like,
what? Why? I'm not comfortable with us only speaking about black slavery.
You're whatever color slave you happen to be.
White slaves.
What? Yeah, I love white slavery.
You,
I like a nice white slave.
Like, let's say you had a big guy like Mark, and you're like, I want a big, strong slave.
Yeah, I need a strong slave.
You'd go get a big girl.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And breed it.
I would do that.
Sure.
With Mark, you know?
I
would. Had a strong slave.
Just put it down.
That's nothing a nice house it. Slave. Yeah, he's not in the yard. Sean's not going to the yard.
No. You put me down?
Put you down.
Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, Sean would be like hauling like half a bale, you know. Like, is there even cotton in that?
He'd be the laziest slave.
Hey.
In the shade.
Guys, I'm a hard worker.
Yeah. Why is a slave locked in his bedroom watching DVDs all day?
It's like, look, we don't need a song a week. We need you to...
Why is this? Most slaves are singing about spirituals. He's singing about wolves.
Yeah. he's written 50 spirituals this year alone. I don't know. I guess forced breeding would be better than rape.
It sucks to have sex with someone that you don't want to have sex with. But
I guess in either case, you're having sex with someone you don't want to have sex with, but one's possibly...
Yeah. I mean, if you're forced breeding, you might go,
yeah.
Hey,
that. The odds are if you're
she's
forced...
She's good looking.
The odds are, I would say, most slaves were heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Just guessing.
I mean,
what if you were like a gay like slave master? Would you just go around like blowing your?
I don't know, but it sounds like a great movie.
That'd be a good porno. Gay blaxploitation.
Ooh, and they could do slavery. Like bondage stuff.
Yeah,
master, whole new level.
Have people done this before?
This certainly.
Google
certainly.
It.
Yeah,
guarantee. Google it.
All right. Which is sadder? I think
slavery sadder.
They're both so sad.
Well, because
I think that prison's sadder.
But you know what? I've never seen a slave and said that person deserves to be a slave. I've seen people say that person deserves to be in jail.
Okay, that's a good point. But I really.
But
feel
I've
like,
never really seen a
I,
slave.
I guess in either sense, you're losing freedom. I think that like even. I have less of a problem with the death penalty than I do with locking a living thing
really?
For their whole life. Yeah, there's something about just taking the freedom away from someone.
So you're saying, to me, like, which is worse, like a life sentence or slavery?
Yeah.
Or which is worse, a life sentence or a death sentence?
Ooh.
I mean, I think that a life sentence would be...
Yeah, I think...
Preferable. I mean, worse than...
Look, say I'm my age now and I was sentenced to, you know, 60 years in jail.
Yeah.
I would just be like, can you just kill me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think that killing someone is bad, but...
I should have the option.
Yes, imprisoning them for the whole life is worse.
You're like,
to
look,
me.
I'm going to be here the rest of my life. We could just save each other a lot of time.
Yeah, and I don't even believe in heaven. I would prefer oblivion to being...
Oblivion sounds great.
Oblivion's like nice. No freedom. Have you had the fries there? so good.
They lard.
They make their own sausage there.
You
motherfucker. Which would be easier to adjust to?
Easier to adjust to?
Yeah, and this is a two-part question. Which would be easier to adjust to?
Yeah.
And which would be easier to adjust back to freedom afterwards? Which would be easier to...
Whoa.
If you were put in prison or if you were...
Whoa.
So we'll do it one at a time. Which would be easier if you woke up tomorrow...
Which would be easier to adjust to?
And you're a slave.
Or if I woke up tomorrow and I'm a
prison. Probably prison would be easier to adjust to.
Seems like it.
I think slavery would be easier to adjust to because you're still out in the world. Like, prison is like a whole different world.
Yeah, but it's got its own set of specifically defined rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't get
those rules.
There's
a lot of people telling you exactly what to do and where.
It seems scarier than slavery.
They seem so. They both seem terrifying.
It's pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
It's pretty similar. But the getting used to.
It's like a slave is just basically you're working for free.
Getting used to being free again.
That's terrible, though. I mean, you're basically locked up every night when you go to bed. And
you don't make any.
Yeah.
It's about the same.
All right. Well, which would be easier to adjust back to?
That I don't know.
Emancipation Proclamation, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well,
it all depends on what's going on in society around you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a slave and slavery's over, you know, not everybody's accepting that slavery's over. You know what I mean?
I know, but what would you do with, I mean.
You walk out of prison.
Of course, being freed from slavery.
People might not know you were in prison. But if you were a slave, people are going to be like, yeah, that guy was a slave. Let's take advantage of him.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and you don't have a good education.
That must have been so hard. They didn't know where to go. They didn't get their 40 acres of mules or anything.
No.
Oh, and, you know, a lot of people, slavery ended. A lot of those slaves didn't leave.
They just started working there.
They just stayed there. That's all they knew.
I mean, but seriously, if you're like a 60-year-old slave who's like, where the fuck? Well, am I going to go start a life somewhere? What am I going to do? This is my. That's all I know.
Open
like,
a Jamba Juice?
Like an.
Yum. I could go for a juice right now.
Sounds okay.
Good, doesn't it?
You guys got any juices?
Bigger dick.
Got any juices? Ah, oh, slaves. that was just, perfect.
All right. I'd say
perfect
80
time.
I'd say 80% of prisoners also.
Do me a favor. Close your eyes and just picture what you were picturing.
Yeah. I see what you saw. More like Mandico. Which is more like marriage, prison or slavery?
Oh, God.
Well, you're the expert here.
Aston Mark.
Prison.
It's more like prison?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I can see that. Take your word for it. Which is more like a pet's life?
Huh.
Like you got a dog. Is that more like your prisoner or is that more like your slave? Of course, your dog. Well, I guess some people make their dogs do things.
Yeah.
Like if you live on a farm.
I think a pet has it better than a slave or a prisoner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most times.
Pet's got it good.
Some people tie their pet to the back of the tree.
Yeah, some people.
That's true. Some people are shitty to their pets.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah, to their pets.
Red Bull.
Gosh, I'm so depressed.
I owe you a Red Bull? You don't like Red Bull.
I know. You can keep it.
Thanks.
You have to go buy yourself one right now.
Ah, fuck.
I don't like either of it. I don't like any of this.
I don't know. Let's burn through the rest of these and move on with our lives.
Yeah, let's get back to not podcasting.
Oh, God, let's not podcast for 6 months. Which would you rather be in? Would you rather be a slave or would you rather be a prisoner?
Well, it depends how long.
Oh, well, let's say 5 years.
5 years.
Mm.
I'd rather be in prison for 5 years.
I can get ripped.
I could get ripped. Yeah, I want to get ripped.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'd rather be a slave for 5 years. Of course, that might be a lot of hard work.
Seems like you might be able to sleep more as a prisoner.
How much more rape is there if... slave ladies are getting raped. Are a lot of slave men getting raped?
I don't think so.
I never understood that. Like, you're a slave master, or at least a yard, whatever the guy's, maybe not the master of the house.
Yard dog.
The capo.
But you are, whatever you are, like a boss, slave boss.
Maybe you're the Gestapo.
You're a white guy, and you rape one of your slaves or one of the slaves that you tend to, she has a baby. That's your kid.
No, they don't.
I mean, but it is.
It is, but they didn't view it as a human.
What did they,
human.
Did they like sell, you would sell your own kid? It's like, Jesus.
I wouldn't. I'd give it away. Get that thing away from me.
That's what you'd do with
this
any
isn't,
kid, though.
This isn't going.
In fairness.
Yeah.
It's not a racial thing. That's
I have sold kids that don't belong to me.
So it's only fair if I sell.
I'm a baby broker.
Kids.
What can I tell you?
Yeah.
How long would you last in either?
My whole life.
I would.
You think you could make it?
I couldn't.
Until I died.
It. I don't think I'm a very strong person.
You maybe I mean, you I say you could go 5 years.
Maybe I would be. Maybe I could become a strong
like if
person.
I was a slave, I would just spend all my time trying to escape.
Yeah.
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 I don't think I'd
have
even.
More pride being a slave because I'd be like, fuck this shit. But like prison is just so built up against you. Of course, I don't know. That's also, I like to think that if I was in prison, it would be, you know, unjustly, you know, I mean, it's like I wouldn't deserve it.
Yeah.
I guess that's another factor is I guess being in prison, like you guys were saying, maybe it's because I killed somebody or did something bad and should be in prison.
Yeah.
But who should be? No one should be a slave.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, let's see here. I don't think I would last too long in either one.
I would.
It depends on like if what kind of slavery we're talking about. If it was sort of like laid back.
You could. You'd find a way to survive if you wanted to.
I don't know if I would.
Yeah.
Better movies. We have better movies.
Ooh, that's tough.
Prison.
Better prison movies? Let's think of some prison.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
So good.
Escape from Alcatraz is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like it?
What are other good prison movies?
I don't know, but a lot of them have like
Green Mile
when the women are
Green
in jail.
Mile's fine. Yeah, like Caged Heat.
Were there a lot of good slavery movies? And I don't mean Spartacus. I mean like Roots. Like, well, Roots wasn't really a
Roots
movie.
Color Purple was good.
Yeah, Color Purple
was good. Wasn't about slavery.
I don't know. I'm just.
It was about just being black.
Were they not about?
Oh, The Help was.
It's been a long time.
Blindside was really good.
I love that Madea movie.
Soul Plane was.
Tyler Perry's Slave Pit was awesome.
Slave Plane.
Madea as a mammy. Fucking
Jesus. Why hasn't that happened yet?
Seems like we should be able to think of more prison movies.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure Lee Pendarvis is going to call
it. Does The Rock count?
No.
Rock's pretty sweet.
Yeah, do like weird space prison movies count?
Oh,
Con Air
is sweet.
It's a prison movie.
Con Air is sweet.
There's got to be more prison movies. There
must be a million prison movies.
Yeah, there's a million, exactly.
Birdman of Alcatraz?
I've never seen that one. Prison.
How many more slave movies have there been?
Yeah, what? There are a thousand movies.
Usually I make notes,
too.
And I didn't make
any
notes.
Right now.
I just thought
I
that they would roll
nothing.
Out of my head. Well, anyway, whatever. Concentration.
Shawshank games. Redemption wins.
That's an
Shawshank
awesome Redemption. Movie.
It's a great movie.
Here's the thing. Think of the first time you watched that movie.
Think about the fourth time you watched it.
The first time you watched it was amazing. Because you kept thinking, okay, maybe that did it just end there? Oh, wait. And it's like a whole.
Yeah.
The tears.
So good.
All the tears.
So good. That's something that, like, anytime you can just watch it.
Yeah, or watch a good portion of it.
It's so good.
You watch like 2-7.
You can like if you're flipping by, you'd be like, oh yeah, Shawshank's on.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Which is worse, prison guards or slave masters?
Oh,
they're all,
aren't they?
But you know what? You can get to a prison guard.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Slave master, you can't turn them.
Yeah. I wonder if there was any kind of payola with slave masters. Like, hey, master, let me.
No, there wasn't.
Let me go to the farm next door and bang this chick.
No, because you can send your boys over to rough up his wife or whatever.
Do you think that any slave masters ever tried to be, in their hearts, they wanted to be like considered cool by the slaves?
Oh, yeah.
So they tried to like, hey, guys, you know, like in their heart. Like a shitty school teacher who thinks the kids really like him or something. And it's just they think it's a joke.
Hey,
you know?
Guys, what's going on? What are you guys cooking?
Yeah.
Stuff?
God, just totally mocking.
Are Thomas those
chitterlings? Jefferson. Probably Thomas Jefferson.
Every time he goes back to the house, they all just mock him.
Oh, Jefferson. Right. Hello, my name's Thomas Jefferson. What are you guys talking about?
All right, guys. Well, which is better?
Both bad.
Both bad. Agreed.
Both bad.
Both bad.
Both bad. Both
bad. Bye bye. Bobo Fett.
Bobo Fett.
Tauntaun.
Booyah! Booyah!